really changed. That is always there. Even at that moment or that period, one is not separated, and or the essential nature, the quality of the mind is not being damaged, but it's always there. But as a result such, one have developed that fear and anxiety, discomfort out of learning such situation. Then one seeks to think that it is necessary to find the next rebirth or where to take next rebirth. So one speculates where to take next rebirth, but again the karmic force
overtakes.
So with the two sort of points getting together, with the idea, speculation of this individual that now I need to take rebirth as the clinging to grasping to needs to take rebirth. At the same time, that very karmic force takes shape upon oneself, and that grasping and the karmic force, when they get unite together, then this person, this individual, experiences rebirth according to the, again, accumulation of karma. That's why karmic force.
제네 되네 당보 되네 되게 딱 박사 되도 나와 된도 샤르 연구요 그래서 되네 샤르네 되네 렘 되게 되네 바나 개와 가발 랭게 연아야 다 라 가나 슬라마이 로와 리토게 네리 가발 랭게 연아 되 박사 된도 좀 배 좀 된데 샤네 되네 되게 될 때네 되네 되 시부 지기 약부 지단 대와 지든 기부 지구 예버선 다 춘르고요 그러와 되 제네 되네 다 Then it's also in the city. That should be your then it's June to stick your yen. I am when a tea neck up, silver part two neck of the was in it. Hadang your condition and shinky. When a semi tennis true to your dinner, some corang neluti. Namian, you watch your martisons, tando. So you get a gum to bada, washi to by yena. The cups will turn you so on. 고송아 단대 춘나 남멘다 당예메게 나와 샤얀다 멘다다 근데 마음베게 나와 멘다 제와 제메게 샤야다 된수 상마 근데 샘지 춘나 임바다 오 근데 오네 변은 담바 마임바다 근데 된 샘지 그 내로 변은 샘게 라나레 만데바 임바 소소게 티캅도 하 코토바 이나 근데 티캅솔 단도 졸토고요 근데 디디 졸토바 이나 근데 내버도 죽은다고 요스 전에 송아레스
And because of, again, strong development of the habitual pattern in oneself, as that of the union of the karmic force, as a result to the habitual pattern, that one experiences the vision of where one is going to, or which realm one is going to take birth. And every situation that is happening in the state or realm where one is going to take a rebirth, and as such, again, as a power of one's habitual pattern, one tend to take it very seriously and attach to it. One take to also sort of liking towards the every situation such, and so that's where the habitual pattern leads the, with the karmic force to the experience of rebirth in different realms. But again, at that time, as we have explained earlier, that the very nature of mind is not changed.
And the matter being that the truth and the matter is that the same truth is not changed.
And in addition to that, at that time also, on the third stage of Bado, if you recognize everything that is happening, the fear, the frustration, the feeling of loss, and so forth, if you recognize that is simply the confusion, nothing is a true or real, And it is simply the projection of mind. If you recognize that is simply the projection of the mind. And at that moment, even the liberation is possible with such understanding or recognizing the confusion as simply the projection, creation of the mind only. And if one is able not being distracted, overwhelmed by all the experience during that time, but able to concentrate on the nature of mind, knowing that everything that is happening is simply the projection of mind, the liberation is possible, and that liberation is the nirmanakaya aspect of the liberation.
Oh, then this re, then it re, tai res, yena yang. Then it take capsula, then that tandanganzuge, tandig cup nashingi. Then it bed, then a truna, trubek, and now you are re. Then it bend a tambu, part of tambu, nink, negum double, tagwig, and now a shook chimbu yamar, madag, and now the shook chigi yore. This sonza, then it take gala, parduk, namshi, at the moment that take up sigi yore, nanda, and jigdada, then it bed, sagit sigis in the temple, maybe say Hindu. Then was she to be a shedag, Kale Cabres. That time when you cups she Madonna, take up she to be a Kale Cabres. Yena young. Then so you get Tapsi never marries, Koga never married, the chair at this race.
So that
this on that then was she to not have when you delay like this.
So that if one sort of fails to recognize a liberator at the first and second stage, it never says that on the third stage one cannot liberate. There's a possibility of liberation. But again, on the third stage, because our pure perspective is weak, and impure perspective of everything is stronger due to, as we said, that the conflicting emotion or the neurosis is more powerful, the opportunity to again recognize that the pure nature of mind and that confusion is less. That's why there is a weak point of the possibility of liberating on the third stage, but the possibility is always there. And in addition to that, the fastest or easiest chance to liberate is really on the first and the second stage of the Bado.
Oh yeah, that's why you asked.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Liberation of Dharma Kaya, the second liberation of Dharma Kaya, the name of the Kaya, they are all the same. It's the name. Hmm. Ah, Machitang, Kusumdi, Bena, Kusumdi, Zongo Yores. Inaya, Tandeti, so the share tea, then a toxic sunny shivers. How was one? One egg, two good over inna, then a tail a longo to Tugugan of Song Yores. Inaya, Tandeti, so that been a turduk in Jebuto, Madog Chan ancient, your shame Yores.
The idea of the Dharmakaya, Asambhogakaya, and Nirvanakaya,
Kusumti,
which is in short the three kayas. Could be explained again from two angles, two sides. In one side, that yes, in the realization aspect, that when you have the Dharmakaya, that Dharmakaya is indeed very much the embodiment of the Nirmanakaya and Sambhogakaya. Sambhogakaya itself is also union with Dharmakaya and Nirmanakaya is also union with the Dharmakaya and Sambhogakaya. That is from the one aspect, which is of course regarded as from the aspect of the ultimate aspect. And in this particular case that we're talking in the Bardo state of the Dharmakaya, Nirmanakaya, and the Sambhogakaya aspect is a very experience that individual develops that moment of liberation. So one is able to experience the liberation of totalness, ultimate the Dharmakaya, and if not, then that of the Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya. It has very much the experience quality of the mind. So it is in the sense of the Nirmanakaya and the Sambhogakaya, you have not completely come to the realization, but even if you are able to liberate in the Sambhogakaya or Nirmanakaya, that the possibility of returning or falling back to the samsara is nil, zero.
Yeah.
The distractions we'll face in the first stage, you know, the distractions that will challenge us in the first stage
of the 당부값을라 공부 당부세라 봐. 당부값을라 믹스에게 distractions 이제 가요 말이에요. 하고서가 이제 요 말이에요. 이나 양의 단다 가산 라반난 신기 배나 뒷값을라 안에 샘 코랑 그 오랑 신 동백 뒤 안에 용구요 아래스 안에 동버디 냠스 용구요 아래스 뒤 인두 때는 소수게 배나 냠네 매바 가야 한 마고 버지 옷이 마두 버지 이나 안에 동상에 강감해 버지 낙통 버지 버지 전에 때는 얄스야 뒤스기요 아래스 강감해 버지 아 고송아 아니 니나야 단대에게 뛰는 신기 즉 박차하기다 남도 어떤 라면 텐데에게 관여요 말이었어. 근데 뒤 옷이에 투바 이나 근데 단단 하나도 쌤 거란 그런 신 똥바 근데 똥바 세연드 근데 랑슈가 싸워를 봤어. 아 고송아 근데 싸워한테 똥바 로스 투바요 말에 똥바 안에 쌤 거란 그 남바 싸워지다 뒤 옷이 연드 똥바도 하고 와뒤 코란 싸워를 봐. 아 고송 뒤 세연드 뒤요 말이었어. Destructions in it that he can long thing about past Tom do you are
at the first stage of Bardo there's no really particular destruction as that of explained in the third state of the Bardo. The particular really destruction in the first stage is really experiencing you, or you in this sense is really the mind that experiencing the very ultimate nature of itself, which is emptiness, or feeling more comfortable with the term shunyata. And when you are experiencing that very ultimate nature of itself, the mind, the shunyata, if you are not familiar with the aspect of shunyata, you do not recognize that is as shunyata.
And
the experience of that becomes almost like a falling off from a high cliff or a building. Nothing to think about, there's nothing but the shunyata. But again, in the idea of the shunyata or emptiness, it's not simply an empty
void.
So at the emptiness does not simply mean that again a complete absence of such, there is the clarity, luminosity which is involved because
that
you fail to recognize the emptiness or shunyata, then it's very much really similar like that of falling off a very high building. But if you recognize the shunyata emptiness, even when you're falling off, that you have a sense of a pleasure, a joy. That comes from the recognizing that emptiness is not simply the fear aspect, but it is emptiness nature of your mind. And so that is only distraction in the first stage, the emptiness nature of the mind.
In a deep, you have a special amount of tea, some gene look up to it, and this come to a man's abatin, you couldn't dry others on your manners. But you know, you have a special.
Of course, that is simply an example, and you should not take the example as a very literal. And His Eminence wants everyone not to try that because it is.
You know, I roller coaster, Gabishida, yes.
The experience, oh.
Not roller coaster, and I think, oh, yes. I like to go into the roller coaster.
Oh,
the roller
coaster.
Because that.
Okay. Yeah.
So, this one, I think, important point is that, so once you experience of the shunyata state of mind, and then if you have a practice in this lifetime, and then the moment that you experience of the shunyata, and then it's what we call self-knowing, means then you are able to understand the nature of mind. That is really the clarity of mind. So it doesn't really go just empty or black. Yeah.
I read the book, you know, Eduardo Twinkle's Liberation. It's only a small portion of a much larger work on the death process, and there are many other Tibetan texts on the death process, and I just wonder if you comment on these other works in the larger body of work that I understand the Eduardo Twinkle is part of.
The book that is available at present, the Tibetan Book of Dead, is the root verses of the Bado Todo or the Tibetan Book of Dead. So therefore it has all the qualities of the root, the essential qualities in there. And having become familiar with that, then there are many branches that elaborates and that gives more commentary and clarifies many things.
So,
and there are prayer, aspiration of prayers of the Bado and so forth, which gives a greater commentary or the explanation. And if anybody could translate such, would be helpful.
Yes.
I like the idea of reading the book like a map and becoming familiar through studying tankas and drawings with the forms that of the deities that we might possibly meet recognized in the Bardo. My instinct is that if I read about a foreign place and then I actually end up there, I say, oh wow, that's what it is. Or if I read about a famous person and then I meet them, I say, oh wow, hi. I somehow feel that seeing Akshobhya and saying, oh, hi, is not exactly the realization that you're looking for. And I'm wondering if you could clarify this word recognition. To recognize is to cognate, to see a form that one knows inherently to be something. It has a definition, and yet Mahamudra, as I understand it, is defineless. So somehow I think I'm missing the point here. Could you please clarify?
Lakon tilabda. Takyaram bhardu negapsula. Tane morang lapsam buddha akyobya. La highs laptun tan digde yores. Madhavasyan.
At the
Benadudu Lelashit.
In the Bado state, if you can
and Moshen Bardo
hi to Buddha Akshobhya, that's liberation. That's sufficient.
Can you say that again?
at the bardo state, intermediate state, recognizing the Akshobhya, if you can say hi to him, that's the liberation.
It's enough.
That's sufficient.
Yes.
I mean, I've seen it, but are
there any pictures of the
deities of the Bible?
Why
you cannot see them on the Bible? I don't know. Is it helpful if we see the images? Is it helpful if we see them on the pictures? Or this is not really...
Oh, yes, I think it's helpful. And then also, I think any kinds of Yidam practice you do, you know, doing different visualizations, it's also same thing. You know, it will help you when you see, you know, experience of the deities. But there is Tanka. You can find it.
Francis Premantle's translation has some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One is familiar with Francis, let's say one Gita. Does that help the realization of the others?
Yes, same.
Benna. 직내 자타만 로그버스 직버레스 직면은 자타만 용거만 로그버스 직버레스
from 1 becomes 100 without 1 cannot have 100
yes yeah
I'm sure two questions first if one is doing koa practice or one has a long that does it for one at the time of death how does that relate to these stages what happens then if the koa is accomplished properly
다 마시 제 단계 다 들어봤어. 다 된지 코나 탑 만나와 레스. 마도 드네 된다 찍버래. 내가 포아 세야티. 내 문에게 다 남시 포스 세고로 봐. 포스디 엄마 포토 바지 거 봐라. 내 Chakje Chimbyo ki nilu am, tani Semji ki nilu di to ni, tokwa la teni potu ku yore mato, ane, di mato potu ku marabas. Ngoma po se ya di, po a jab si di, Chakje Chimbyo ki nilu di tuan tako yan tako pa to ni, tani Chakje Chimbyo ki ngane, tani potu ku yore mato, tani takas jani koran exercise jangba ki po si di ja potu ku marayas. It comes down to the jigba leg yores. Then it hit tuba, then this tuba yina? And it jigba de Benanget and the seven nationki Benadilla, Luden did in the Chagi Chimbuk Nilu Yakuz Tosona, the Koran case and Shinro the Mixic Poase Goyakaya Yomares, Benadanga, Choku Tukutsota, Benakiba Tambas of Shin Pendu, the Mixic Poja Luxakaya Yomarva, Goya Yomari, Betina Shiris. Then it that day, Meva Benam. Dabuina, then poa deposits and of supports to Duxeneta, pardon Romagova, Potova, or the Yenaya, Poati, Moma Potova Tela, then the same Gnelo, the machine bell post in Tara, Uzu Janipot's son Potomanes.
Basically, the poa practice, which is the practice of the transferring one's consciousness. Again, is in a general, among so many skillful means of the liberation, this is one of, again, skillful method of liberation. But poa, the transferring, what we are transferring is the consciousness. So the person who is doing the transferring, who is practicing poa upon someone else, in really ultimate purpose that he or she has to have some glimpse or knowledge, experience of the nature of mind. Without any such realization developed in the mind of that person who is doing the poa, he or she may not able to really transfer his or her consciousness to the higher level because this individual lacks such experience. So therefore, having transferred, then it is, of course, again transferring to the highest state of the mind, which is very much the liberation. But in order to do so, it is really must essential that in the sense who is practicing power upon someone has some realization of the nature of mind. Then as again a virtue of having some realization of the nature of mind, the person who has that that quality, he or she does not need to do power upon them when they die, because you never hear the high advanced teacher when they die, the lamas come to do power to them. Because of that realization of the nature of mind, they can liberate themselves or recognize and liberate themselves when they die. So it is really necessary to do power to someone else. Some realization of the nature of mind really essential, and the power cannot be possible with force only.
You understand?
Yes, but before also, you said that if we knew somebody that died, it was...
No, no, I think...
Or saved.
Yeah, what I'm saying is... what I'm saying is, even poor practice, it comes to the same point. Because when you do poor, someone who's doing for somebody, and that teacher or lama, whoever doing, and he must have the realization of Mahamudra. Otherwise, he cannot transfer the other consciousness from the, you know, falling into the lower realms. So, and the teacher must have the realization. And then there's also tradition that, in fact, a lot of you been practicing that power. And you can do poor yourself. And that also, I mean, you need to have some experience of the Mahamudra, because just by practicing physically, you know, having marks, it's not necessarily that you can really transfer your consciousness into the pure land. And actually, really, poor means transfer means that somebody who have realized that there's nothing to transfer, you know, and throughout that, then they can really transfer. So, I mean, but then if somebody has really that kind of realization, for example, like any lamas and around, and then they can do. So that's why it's called poor is the even very person who accumulate very bad karma and also can transfer through the power of the lama who has realization. And but you know, it comes to Mahamudra practice.
So if one has practiced poa but doesn't have Mahamudra realization, but then has a lama who does, and then they do, it's also...
Oh yes. Then it's that's the best. You know, somebody has the experience of the practice of poa, and then if there's a lama who does the poa, and together, that makes much easier. Yes. And that's why now, you know, in 3 years, you have been that, you have done that, right? Mahamudra, we divide it into two. And like actual that the instruction in mind is Mahamudra of Sutra way. And then Tantra is the six doctrines of Naropas, you know, this poa and pardo, julu, kundalini, and that. So it's all the essence, it comes to the Mahamudra.
So I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to a person who has realization when they die? You know how they say there's like different levels of realized beings, say like His Holiness Karmapa is completely realized, and maybe some tulpas are not completely realized. So what happens in the death process with people like that, with different levels of realization?
That tea, this is a... Chidangi, this is Israel like this. Kerang sewa takaran re, bena nganzo, bena tadi dang siapa ina, then satu lam ngasaya yores, an cakap je sembuh kone siapa ina, then tang nganzo nanti sih sembuh ni saya yores, ti Hindu, ane ti Hindu, ti sonda, ti sosuki, then bena tamce, bana chashabina dhugu dhavuji chambina dhugu yinza ganga sangye vare isi liyo amare dhugu layang tani chok dhugu taan tani dhugu mangbu yo vare ruwa taga nashing da sul yine tani resi yindu tani bana dik khaanla tani dhugu yo vare sana tani da bana dhokpa ngon tu kyur ma kyur sidhu tani dhiba kaze paang ma paang tani dhugu yo vare sonza tani tetar dhugi tani dhiba shiye chechung tani tani rinpe 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 ke tani kora bena parto yo kinyam yon rabo yin thagaran du gulis sang do sang rang ge
that's really quite simple here because in the teaching there is the idea of the five paths and the 10 stages or the bhumis and there is also in Mahamudra the four practices of the Mahamudra the one pointedness and simplicity and so forth in the four which is again classified into three each and becoming sort of a 12 in that sense also that everyone who has the title as tulku are not the one who has completely realized the 10th bhumi
realization to the younger master.
Tenth Bhumi or perfected the five paths and perfected the four stages of a Mahamudra. They are, of course, they have some realization, but does not simply, Rinpoche or Tuku simply incarnated, simply means that the perfection of all those. So because of that, there exist a various level of the Tulku or the incarnated being also, the supreme Tulku and so forth, and those comes because the Tulku does not simply mean that all Tulku have perfected the 10th Bhumi, the five paths, or the five yogas of Mahamudra.
This one, then in the yondu, then I think, and a kush tap morang to what's all the shakwe kapserva, the kapsula inaya, then it been a debatation, then do the same with those that has over a cell muscle. Realization.
So because of that even when they experience death and their experience of the after death, so to speak, accordance to the realization of their mind or accordance to the stage or bhumi path of the realization of the deals or relates to the path and stages of their mind.
Same as it.
Also, and the clarity unclarity of the mind due to the realization of path and bhumi.
Inaya da tuku yin sabe shugutela je khase gore ta khowa la chirme do ba se gore es.
However, as a being the reincarnated ones that they do not fall back to the samsaric conditions.
Ben chirme do ba.
Never reversing. Khowa la
chirme do ba.
Like you were saying, the mind recognizes itself. Mm-hmm. So there's varying, what you're saying is there's varying degrees of that recognition.
Well, yes, and actually, you know, when you in a state of bardo and the recognition once, as I've said, the recognition, once you have recognized your nature of mind, and that's the, you liberate it. And then, especially during the first stage of pardo. And that's why I'm, you know, what I explained before, when we say about instant realization, and like, for example, in this lifetime, your teacher or guru, when he explained or given instruction on the nature of mind, and even though you can have some understanding, but still, you know, it's not really fully realized. So you have to work on that. And then even when you do the meditation, and then, you know, during the meditation you have a clear experience, and then during the post-meditation, and you don't have as like you have in during meditation. And so, basically, you know, you have to stabilize your meditation and you have to work. So that's why we differentiate the different stages. And in a bardo, once you have an experience, and then that's really instant realization, and then it's liberated. And so, but then to have that kind of realization, and then you know, clear moment, you know. So this goes according to the how you have purified your defilements or your realization in this lifetime. Okay, I think she's been...
I have some questions here regarding the model. How about if the best or the worst people, do they have the stage of model? And by the way, how about anyone? Do they have the stage of model also? And then how long will they stay during the model when they are going to search for birth? And one question, is that the model always stays in the sixth row?
가서
내 등록 그때 친구도 되게 근데 봐도 사방 간에 차를 좀도 가서 살고 되게 근데 약해와 양면도 되게 거리
좀도 that every being who experienced death will have the bado animal bird insect so forth because of their death that they have the bado state again that experiences of where they're going to take rebirth in the sixth realm, and sometimes their possibility of taking rebirth in the human realm, so they get all those visions of such that animals do also have bado state.
이나야 믹스에게 답변한 것은 다와 단조금 이루어진 것이 세고의 중생의 관례에서나 답변한 변의 둔조라 보지 이나 때네 그러나 둔조 랭구스도 간에 신기요 말에 들을 때네 답변한 염려들의 정보 이나야 그러나 하고 말을 봤다 변다 둔조래
The main reason why that we regard a human birth as a precious one is that the human beings have the capacity to comprehend, the capacity to understand. And animals are regarded as such taken birth due to their, again, accumulation of the negative karma through their stupidity and their comprehension, understanding level. Understanding level is not being there even in the bado state. So therefore, that is the being difference as being the animal and able to really understand, comprehend. And as a human, we have that ability to understand or train now or understand in the bado state to liberate. That is the only difference. Otherwise, the state of bado, both goes through the state of bado.
Did you ask
the duration of bado for animals? Did you?
That is, you know, the animal sen and animal part of the ring do tea or miller ring do tea is in this kind of manner. That's also so learn over us. The Benakashi Dibuchi Shuk Chamberton, the Koran Kaduke, my yard, yes, and that in the moment I'm in the yard. It's also learn over us.
There is no really particular time or duration in bado, both really in a human or in animal. It all depending upon individual's accumulation of the positive and negative karma. So as such, that it deals with what habitual pattern of the positive and negative karma that individual has been engaged, involved in life, that's the duration of bado accordance with that. It has no
particular.
As a general duration that is given to us is like 49 days.
And within that 49 days, one
retains
the birth. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That
time period in the bardo, like 3 days to recognize the nature of our mind, or 49 days, is that the same 49 days that we experience in this planet existence? And also, if it is or if it isn't, do we, have we experienced time in the bardo? Bardo Quran, Tizu Yamares, Yon Shinga Mares, Nimit Tandangan, Pardon, you must assume that Sidaki and that she did it. Maransu, Tandegil, Tony Shigayan, Mother. Pardon, Corona, 디캅슬라 베네텐디스카야요.
The days, the duration that we have given, such as 3 days, 49 days, are really related to our human experience of the day and night. Bhado state is timeless.
There's no day, no night.
It's, therefore, it is timeless.
So when you say we have 3 days, we're not going to feel real rushed when we're in the
morning. No, no. 뒷날에 있잖아. 다들 편리해 주세요, 그래서.
In addition to that, if you think that you can recognize it, you can relax.
오케이.
What is the nature of the liberation that we're trying to achieve?
What
is existence like in
the
liberated condition?
That's why
the
Nilu candidate is.
Mind
is
disorganized.
If it's disorganized
and it gets liberated, what does it do?
Sanjay.
아, 드네르 타이탄드레. 드네르 타이탄드레.
That's where you get retired.
오야, 아사가제, 좋습니다. 디튼데 말이스, 향기 좋아하던 맛이 야오시란도, 배나 liberate 시두. But the Kaya, Tik Tene Tasuna, then Kaya Meba, then Tik Casavore, Tik Tadamasuna, Dumson, and Nanazan Nangbis Sigio Maris. Then a Bena Tak Nanaz Kazan, she there, Teres. Same thing, then a Tongbazam in Maimba, same till at the Dakasavore, number manga was Savage yours. Do take a Sigio Sena? Then a Bena Tatanda, Chojine, then a Bena Tandangan to Kunzukunawa and the Sangma. 하고서가 이제 상마 강할 때는 들대서 전에 연구 열었잖아. 때는 베나디 남아 망가발 때네. 때는 된수 연구 열었어. 때는 된수 코란한 출발 말했어. 때는 쌤겐 데른 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 데 오늘 레직 레뇨 딱바레스니티 이제 뭐들 춘주고 열마도. 때서 언제 된수 코란 출발 잠들 출발을 쓰기요 말했어. 하고서 때 강한레스는 출발 멤버 준센티 베나 오쇼 탐지라는 시 동반 인발 때네. 아니 강야 롱아 춥도롱아. 남바 망가바지. 티코란 토엔담백 내로레스. 하고서 대인도 김제 될 때에 내가 가라즈 쌤공 토엔 오시 때에 변의 리버레이션 차비 이나야. 된 조기요 말에 될 때에 때에 산지 그 트네이드. 때에 매바매바. 때에 심제 탐제는 죽어요 알았어. 때에 매바매바 써야 돼. 아니 라신 흔룩게. 죽어요 알았어. 때에 심제는 로에 된 단도 야체 뭐 숙체도 용 토고요 알았어. 강을 강도록 거네. 단단 아버지 이나 때에 가라즈 강체도 즉 탑도 몽바드든 될 때는 요구요 알았어.
That's really a very good question, actually. This brings back the whole idea of the emptiness nature of mind again. That emptiness one should not really take as literally as the absence of thing, a void. But this emptiness nature, as we have that of the mind is explained, has also the quality, aspect is also an unobstructed clarity in the empty nature of the mind, the clarity which is unobstructed. This now explains the whole idea of liberation. Does not mean that again you fall in a gap where you have nothing to do, or so to speak, but rather every situation that you are experiencing at present state now, there is a discriminative, judgmental mind involved in it. This is this, this is that, and so forth. This is the confused state of mind that is grasping to what is it, what is not it, that grasping, clinging to labeling of what seems to be in front or what we are experiencing. Liberation in this sense, or the realization of the nature of mind in this sense, is you go beyond that, the judgmental mind, and therefore there is no a basic obstruction in your mind, because that the nature of mind, as again explained, has two qualities, the emptiness quality and the clarity quality. The clarity quality explaining the unobstructed nature of the mind, then you're simultaneously able to experience everything without labeling any, and therefore your possibility to benefit, work, and aid beings is limitless at present due to such such labeling or this discriminating or judgmental mind, that our capacity to help benefit being limited.
Until Sanjay Chilesa Grace.
So that the limitless quality to work for the benefit of living beings, that cannot be obstructed by anything. You can work, benefit effortlessly, is known as Buddha activity.
Okay.
So, last question, yes.
So during the Mara, one is liberated, and they see the need to take a body to help beings. Do they use the Bardo experience like the third stage to gain rebirth? How do they take the body again?
What's that?
Body?
A human form.
Yes.
Yeah. How do they do that? Do they use the certain third stage of the Bardo, the existence stage, to re-enter into?
I see. That you are not me and say the word. Then the military and then you know, they call it negative. So what does it do?
Ah, that turned out to be